Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. So in Paul's letter to the Ephesians in chapter 4, he starts out by saying, "I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you are called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all." And so there are several things that just stand out to me that just build me up and encourage me this morning. One is Paul starts by saying, I therefore a prisoner of the Lord. You see, you and I have the opportunity, the privilege to willingly submit ourselves each and every day to the Lordship of Christ. You know, to be a prisoner, now think of this, not in a bad term, but in a good term, that we recognize, hey, you know what, listen, I serve the Lord God, and I want to walk worthy of this calling. I want to walk worthy of this title as a prisoner or as the son of God. I want to walk worthy of the calling wherewith I've been called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering. You know, having a long fuse, not a short fuse, but a long fuse that doesn't ignite. In other words, that I would recognize that I've been called. Now, as a follower of Christ, I love what the pastor Bobby yesterday, when he shared this at church, he said, you know, we all have a general calling. You know, from the moment we surrender our life to Christ, we have a general calling where we've been called to the Great Commission. We've been called to serve. We've been called to lay down our life, to further, you know, I call it the Great Commission, the last thing that Jesus left us with, go into all the world and make disciples, starting here in Jerusalem and Judea and the uttermost parts. So it starts right in our family, then our community, and it spreads out that we are ambassadors. We are servants. We are to be the hands and the feet, to be the salt and the light in this world, to shine the love of Jesus, that they will know us by our love. Says they will know that we are his by the love that we have for one another. So that's what Paul's saying right here. He's saying, listen, may you walk worthy. I beseech you, I beg you, may you walk worthy of the calling wherewith you've been called. See, you and I, we're different. We're set apart. We are. Take joy in that. Be excited about that. You're not called to just be like, to just live in any old way. No, you've been bought with a price. We are now his. We belong to his, belong to him, to our Father. And so, listen, walk worthy of the calling wherewith you are called. Okay, and how should you do this? Gentleness, lowliness, long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And he says, listen, there is one. There should be a unity among us that are followers of Jesus. Now, you might say, well, when I look around, I don't see such a unity. And you know what? You're right. And that should break our heart that is not more evident. You know, and we don't know. Those who call the name of Jesus, only God knows, are they truly his? All I can say for me, all I can say for you is may we walk worthy of it. Yes, we're sinners saved by grace. Yes, I fall and I get back up and I have to get back up over and over and over again. But there should be something different about you and me. And others ought to be able to say, look at that. Look at her. Look at him. There's something different. Look at the love. Look at the long fuse. You know, and when the fuse does ignite, he gets back up, he repents, he acknowledges and says, hey, I fall, I made a mistake. I did wrong, right? But it should be a unity because there is one Lord, there is one faith, there is one baptism, there is one Father. There is one hope. We've been called and set apart. And he is in us and working through us. And so you know what? There is no excuse for me to walk according to the flesh and to do what I want to do. There's no excuse. I surrender my life to Christ. He lives in me and through me, and that excites me. So let's pray. Father, I just pray that you would just use me, use each one who's listening to this podcast. This Father, just use us, please. Help me to remember that I've been called. Help me to endeavor and strive to walk worthy of that privilege of being a follower of Jesus. Father, I pray that the world would see something different and they'd be drawn to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if this episode has encouraged you, I want to ask you to, you know, please comment. Please leave your feedback on iTunes. Feel free to, you can download my podcast on iTunes. It's Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or go to my blog, which is beacatalyst.com. Now, let's go out there and make it a super, ultra, awesome, fantastic day as we share the love of Jesus and let it live through us. God bless.